And that is called a double shovel. Bull tongue and a turning plow. That constituted the plows.
Yeah. What about something that would be used to break up the ground even finer than a plow?
Call that a harrow.
Okay.
Drag harrow or drag a log. Some people use just a common log.
Uh-huh.
Some people use maybe two logs chained together, you see,
uh-huh.
and dragged with a lever though. But ordinarily, to get anything like a smooth surface, that was a drag harrow
mm-hmm.
that you hit your team to and pulled out.
Okay. And go back to the wagon wheels. The wheels would fit into the thing that goes across?
That wheel, when it was completed, they had what they called a thimble. Thimble
mm-hmm.
that went on the axle, which was a piece of wood trimmed down, and this thing went on there that the wheel was going to work on.
Mm-hmm.
It went on that thing just like a woman putting a thimble on her finger like that.
Mm-hmm.
There was a hub, the thimble on the axle,
mm-hmm.
and all the deal that went in the hub, that one had to work over the other like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's a thimble on the axle and a thimble in the hub, and one had to work over the other, you see, to constitute the bearing part of that wheel to carry the load.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, what would you call, you know, any X-shaped frame maybe or A-shaped frame that you'd use to lay a log across to chop it or to saw a log?
Sawhorse.
Sawhorse. What did that look like? Shaped well, like an X or?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You had to fashion together. Now, we'd make that in the country. We'd do that with four pieces of small log, just poles.
Mm-hmm.
We lay a log down here, like that, and then drive these things over that log each way and let them cross up here like that.
Yeah.
That's a sawhorse.
Okay. Do you ever see one shaped like an A?
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you call that?
And, those things were generally built for a support for
uh-huh.
something. But then, that we'd make our own sawhorse out there at the wood pile, you know, where we could saw these
mm-hmm.
logs up.
Okay.
And then when you went to do anything like carb work, then you built what we call a trestle horse.
Trestle horse?
Mm-hmm.
What'd that look like?
Well, it's a piece of 2x4 lumber, about 5 feet long.
Mm-hmm.
And you nail the legs on it like this. It's running this way.
Mm-hmm.
At each end you nail the slats on here like this. It goes to sit on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Then brace them, tie them together so they can't spread apart.
Mm-hmm.
And you got one of them at each end of this thing.
So sort of A-frame.
And it's as I said, this strip is put on here for the legs of that thing. Looks like the letter A.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we call a trestle horse. You take a pair of them things, and you can lay anything that you're working on, like making anything, building anything, a cabinet, or building a window, a door frame, where you put it up on that so you can stand up, you see.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people get down there flat on the floor and work, but I never could do it.
Yeah.
I had to have a trestle horse.
I see. Okay, you said you straighten your hair using a comb and a
brush.
Okay, and if you use one of these, you say you're going to...
I'm going to comb my hair or brush my hair.
Okay.
Something like that.
And you sharpen a straight razor on a leather?
You sharpen that on what they call a razor horn.